tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules AfterBuzz TV After Show. This is Season 3, Episode 20, Reunion Part 2. I'm your host, Jake Dupree, along with my co-host.
Hey everyone, I'm Christina Diaz. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Diaz, and we are live tweeting right now, so send me your questions.
And I am Megan Stecker on Twitter at Megan Stecker.
Ah, all the cool kids are here.
Everyone, I'm Christy Olson. Please tweet me at Christy Report.
And we have some very, very special guests in our beautiful studio right now. It is Kristen Doty and James Kennedy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting episode, especially for the two of you, because they go into a lot of in-depth with, like, the whole lying thing, the whole rumor thing, the whole, like, how do you feel about her always pursuing the Tom thing, so... We're going to get into it. But first, I want to start off with how this episode starts out, and it starts out with Stassi. And it starts out with the whole Katie and Stassi thing. And I just want to get your opinion about this, Kristen. Like, what, since you two, I remember the first season when we had the two of you on, it was like, who are you two? Like,
it was my first AfterBuzz ever.
Happening? Yeah.
Katie.
It's like,
oh, yeah.
Everyone was always like, you two seem to be Stassi's minions. To be
right.
Quite frank.
Oh, totally.
So what
same
do you...
haircut, too. It was like, oh.
Wait, so what do you think about the whole, like, Katie and Stassi falling out situation? Where do you stand on it?
I mean, I'm kind of seeing it as a viewer because I wasn't friends with either of them or even friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I think regarding the reunion, it was between Katie and Stassi. I think Schwartz had, you know, it made sense for him to kind of stick up for Katie or, like, speak in a little bit about it, but everyone else needed to, like, shut the F up. Like, Sandoval's just, like, attacking Stassi and, like, Sheena and, like, Jax, especially Jax, like, just chiming in about something that you know nothing about.
I mean, it's like, if once someone goes in, it's like everybody can kind of, like, jump in, but it's like they all were in this almost situation that you were in being a viewer in terms of, like, just the two of them and, like, what they're going through.
You know? Yeah, I mean, as a viewer, which I feel like I kind of am in that situation, I am proud of Katie for sticking up for herself the entire season, regardless whether it was Stassi or it was Schwartz or mm-hmm. whatever, because that's the Katie that I've always known. And I feel like the last couple of seasons she's been depicted as this little minion, this, like, little quiet mouse, which is so not who she is. I do feel like, as a viewer, she was a little tough on Stassi, but I wasn't there behind closed doors, so maybe that was warranted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really know. I mean, I don't know. It's a tough one. I'm kind of on both sides of the fence.
See, last night was tough for me because I feel like all along this entire season, I was so proud of Katie
mm-hmm.
and think that, you know, the way she treated the Stassi situation was, she did a really good job. But last night, learning a little bit more about behind the scenes, like what was going on in Stassi's life,
right?
It kind of made it a little bit tough to be on Katie's side because Katie was attacking her last night a little bit.
That's how I feel. I feel like she was a little tough on her. But again, it's like I wasn't there when they went through what they went through, so maybe that was warranted. Maybe it was Katie's, like, deep-rooted hurt that was just finally coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It just appeared that she was just being a little rough, knowing everything that, especially now because I am friendly with Stassi, so knowing kind of what she went through with, obviously, the situation that did come out, I was just kind of like, I don't know, Katie, like, you're nicer than that. Like, you have a bigger heart than that, you know, than to, like, keep on attacking, especially when they went to that kind of commercial break, mm-hmm. which I obviously wasn't sitting there for. I think we went to the bathroom or something. And, yeah, and it was just like, she's like, well, no, she was super cold. So, but again, I don't know. I mean.
Do you think part of it is seeing, like, Katie seeing the whole season back and hearing what Stassi was saying about her, what Stassi was saying about Schwartz? Being like, okay, this is obviously
What Stassi said about Schwartz was very warranted. the half weasel, half vagina, that you're really going to get mad about that. I mean, I'm sorry, but he was acting like a half weasel, half pussy. Like, he was, though.
Agreed.
He was being a little weaselly, and he was being kind of a pussy at the same time. And I like Schwartz for the most part. I really do. But regarding that situation with Katie and Schwartz, I mean, he sucked. Yeah. So I think that as your best friend, like, that's what your best friend's supposed to tell you. Your boyfriend's being an asshole. Like, call him out on it.
Totally.
So I don't think that that was something for Katie to get really mad about. I think that being friends with people who don't like Stassi may kind of...
clouded the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I got that a little bit. It was just interesting hearing, like, Stassi saying, like, if you would have just acknowledged the situation and been like, I went to Miami, I'm sorry if it hurt you, then Stassi would have maybe forgiven her. In my opinion, I don't feel like Stassi
would have
forgiven
her. I mean, Stassi was a little selfish, though, in that. In like, the Miami thing, yeah. I think Stassi was selfish. Because I know that Katie really just didn't want to be, like, not included mm-hmm. just for that. Like, and I wouldn't be there. I would be like, screw you, I'm going on this trip with everyone, and I'm going to film, and my boyfriend's going, and it's like, I thought that was super selfish of Stassi.
Yeah.
I got her point of view, thinking, like, the fact that Katie didn't say, hey, you know what, I really do want to go. I get it, but still, I mean, it's, like, not the end of the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She wants to go to Miami with her boyfriend. It's not worth breaking up a four-year friendship over.
I completely agree with that sentiment. Like, what do you two think about this whole situation between the two of them?
Well, I was wondering if you thought when Katie's voice was quivering, when she was really giving it to Stassi, did you think it was, like, out of anger, or it was like she was almost going to cry?
No, I don't think she was that upset. I don't think she was upset.
It was when she was like, pick up the damn phone. Your fingers are broken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think that was Katie just like laying into her, like knowing Katie. Mm-hmm. And it's just like Katie hangs out with people who are like, borderline hate Stassi. So I think she's, which is weird because seeing Katie as strong as she's been, I still feel like she's kind of being led in a direction. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, and I really agreed with Stassi when she mentioned that Katie sort of changed her whole outlook on the people in the situation. And that's really very legitimate. She went from being on Stassi's side to being completely on the other side.
Right.
What do you think about that?
No, and I mean, this is all as kind of a viewer, too, because I wasn't really involved in a lot of those people or with those people. But the Katie that I knew, the Katie that I was friends with, was very kind of on the fence about things. She was able to say, like, I don't agree with you, but I see your point of view, and I don't agree with that, but I see your point of view, and this is how I feel. And she was always very diplomatic, kind of, when in anything dealing with me and Tom, or me and whatever. And I felt like at the reunion, she made her decision, and no matter what was said, that was her decision. There was no listening, there was no... So, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because she was that hurt and that angry, but that's just not the Katie that I knew. I feel like she would have been a little kind of
more lenient.
Both sides.
Yeah.
There was a lot of opinions that Katie has changed a lot over the last year or so. Do you agree with that?
I mean, I don't know Katie really anymore. You know, we've just recently been cordial and friendly. I mean, she's said to me, like, you know, we're not enemies. Like, there's no reason you should, like, fear me, or, like, there's no ill will. We're just not friends. So I don't know. I mean, in the brief few conversations I've had with her, I definitely see a different person that I knew. Mm-hmm. But it's not to say that change is bad. I don't know.
James, what's your opinion on everything? Are you kind of like, these girls are crazy, I'm staying out of it?
Yeah, I mean, with that whole friendship, you know, I really have nothing to say about it. It's just so far away. Like, I wasn't there for that when they were friends back in the day. And, you know, just watching everything through another screen isn't going to, you know, give me a say in word on how I should feel about it. So.
And what has been your reaction, interaction with Stassi? Like, do you ever see her? Do you hang out? Like, what is it? Like, what do you feel about her?
I mean, yeah, I don't think she's a bad person. You know, the most I've known from her is from working, you know, we'd be in the same section and that would be that, really. And then she stopped working at Sir and...
Yeah.
Yeah, she always seemed like a nice girl.
Did you ever watch the show during, like, the first season or anything? Did you ever...
When I first started at Sir, then, like, obviously I heard about the show and wanted to watch it just because I'm working
Yeah,
there.
I mean, it's, like, interesting to see it.
So then I saw it, but, you know, that doesn't really give me an opinion on somebody when I see them every day, you know,
in terms
what I mean?
Of like editing and all that stuff,
right? And even back then, I didn't really even know about editing and shit like that, you know. I'm all very like,
you do now,
yeah. Oh yeah, I do now. Jesus. But, you know.
When you were watching that first season back when you started working there, did it ever occur to you that you may end up on the show?
I mean, not really. Not as intense as like. I mean, no, not really. I mean, me and Tom became friends later in when I was, like, working, and we even filmed during season two a little bit at my house, like, making music, but that never, like, got to screen.
It so, did a little bit.
No, that was us two in our... It was in a teaser like a for, like, 2 seconds. Yeah, it was in, like, a commercial, but, yeah, I was like, oh, shit, didn't there, but no, not to the extent it's gotten to, no.
And also, what is it you're... And this is, like, completely moving on from this whole, like, thing, but what is your opinion about Jax's tattoo, both of you? About what is this?
Which
is,
one?
Is it Carmen?
It's the same thing as
is
my
it Carmen?
Opinion.
Is it Stassi? Like, we don't know.
No, it's definitely not Stassi. They were just, I think they're just trying to mess with
Look,
her.
Look, if you pause the screen, right, when he shows the tattoo, and, like, zoom in on the photo and then take a facial photo of Carmen, you'll put it over it and it's, like, a traceable photo.
That's
you know?
What Rachel was saying. She was here last week and she's like, it's definitely
it's
a Carmen.
It's 100% Carmen.
Not to mention, you know, Carmen was there when... Yeah. What was happening, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, so when he got
think,
the tattoo.
Who do you
that
think
is
Jax
crazy,
is,
right?
Right. So who do you think Jax is telling it's like who it is on the arm? Like
Jax is just out of his mind. I feel the same way about his tattoo as I feel about him. He's out of his fucking mind.
Absolutely.
He kind of proves that at the very end of the episode. We'll get there. But like he's
a serial killer.
It's like completely like, going in circles all the time.
Well, I was thinking that that evil side of the face was supposed to be Stassi and the other side was supposed to be Carmen.
He'll probably get it covered up with a big black flower in the next 2 weeks. Right.
Well, James, I was wondering, Jax is really kind of like giving it to you verbally during the reunion whenever you were trying to chime in. Did he try to get physical with you at all after it was over?
Yeah,
and
he cheered after. It's all fun and games, really. I don't take really anything that comes out of his mouth seriously. But you know, I like winding him up whenever I can. You know, he knows. He just looks at me as like a little shit, but I just look at him like an old bastard. So, you know.
Do you guys kind of feel like it was everyone kind of, and then just the two of you, since everyone else is kind of friends other than Stassi? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, but I did feel the sort of need and want to defend her a little bit without compromising myself, you know, because we're not like BFFs, but I know that she does have no one, and I know how shitty that feels in a group like that. You know, it wasn't always just like I was on the outside or she was. Like at one point it was like Sheena was on the outside or this person was on the outside, and it's a terrible feeling to have that those kind of people like bully you, especially because I've known all of them for so long. I'm like, I know your games. I know what you're doing. I know that you all sat at someone's house before this reunion and talked about their plan. Like, they had a plan. Super obvious.
I mean, I feel like that's on every single reunion, every Bravo show. Is like, everyone comes in and it's like, we have to take a stand. Like, you make your alliance.
Right.
You do.
Exactly.
You really do.
Right. Very lost.
Yes.
Kristen, I feel like you were kind of like let... easy though, like I don't think anyone really targeted you at the reunion,
but I didn't react, that's why.
Yes, you were very composed, girl. I was gonna ask you about that. Was that sort of a strategy?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah
I was like, I'm not gonna let them get to me. I mean, it wasn't like a fake strategy, like a false thing that I was doing. It was just, I don't always have to respond. That was just what I went in with. Like, don't always feel the need to jump on every time someone may or may not even be attacking me.
Well, yeah, because it's sort of read like you're kind of over it all. Is that how you feel?
I mean, I knew that what they were going to attack me about or what would be the conversation at hand would be the Tom and Ariana thing, and that I am over.
Right.
So I'm not going to keep on keeping on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I actually did wish them well. It's unfortunate it didn't air. But I did. I said, like, you both seem happy. Like, I didn't apologize for anything. I have nothing to apologize for.
Agreed.
In my opinion. But I just said, you seem happy. Clearly, you've been together for a long time. And, like, good for you. I wish you both the best. End of story.
I will say that you, in particular, in terms of just, like, coming into a situation, that you always do come off very poised and very... you can express yourself in the way you feel.
I mean, I trust myself.
And also, like, throughout the season, I think that you didn't come off the best. And I've even said it. I've even said, like, some of your behavior was heinous. Like, I will say, I will own that. But I will say that you will always... there's a part of you that can explain yourself in a nice way to make it whether people believe you or not, or want to believe what you want to say
or not.
Well,
because if I mess up, I say I messed up. And if I don't think that I did, I'm going to tell you why I didn't think I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not someone that's like, I never do anything wrong. Like, it's totally okay that I told my manager to suck a dick. Like, no, it wasn't okay. Like, I made a mistake. I'm human. I sort of keep continuing to make mistakes, but I'm getting a little bit better.
I also want to start talking about the whole Stassi and Lisa thing, because I thought that was super disrespectful that she would go on air when everything is so public now. Like, it's going to get back to her about calling her an old woman and how it was just, and how she's the star of the show. Like, whether she was joking or not, it's just like, this is the lady that's writing your paycheck. Like, you wouldn't be on air if it weren't for Lisa. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you wouldn't be. And it just, that was just really gross to me that she would throw Lisa so far under the bus. But that's the problem with Stassi, I think, is like, once she feels attacked, she's like, I have to, like, go after you even harder and better and make it worse. Like, there's just, like, this weird sentiment with her that's, like, caring. So strange.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was, like, a personal attack. I think Stassi just doesn't care anymore.
Because she's done with it all, right?
I mean, I think so. I don't know for a fact, but I think she's just, like, just got to a point.
But anything that Stassi gets, like, from this show here on out, she's still known from this show.
Right, so 100%. Like, that's why I never attack Lisa, and Lisa hates me more than she hates anyone, let's be honest. But whenever I do any sort of press about her, I'm, like, I'm still grateful because I am. I don't like the way that she talks about me. I don't like the way that Lisa talks to me. I think it's beyond disrespectful because I'm not a child, and especially because I don't work for her anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, not even in Stassi's defense, but just how I feel, they had that little kind of happy hour situation.
Well, it's like they were,
when we were in Miami. She said, Stassi said, you
disagree with, like, whoever's on your, like, side. Or
yeah,
something.
And yeah. I agree with that. I completely agree with that. Is that something I would necessarily say to Lisa? No, because I always say, kind of lack of a better word, she's sort of like an elder. Like, she's my friend's mom, and she's older than me. She's not 5 or 10 years old.
Yeah, you
want
to be respectful.
Like, yeah, and at one time she was my boss, and she does have this sort of air about her. Do I think that she frowns upon people who are not, who she considers not as, like, I don't know, like, royal as she is, or, you know what I mean, for lack, like, of a better term?
Refined or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And I don't agree with that, because I think for everybody, including, I think I've said this with you guys, or with you guys before, like, know your roots. Like, you didn't always come from everything, so just stay humble. And I think that about cast members, and I do think that about Lisa, but it's Lisa. So at the end of the day, like, she rules all. I mean,
do you feel the need to stay kind of cool with Lisa since she is one of the EPs of the show?
I don't feel the need. I just don't think it would benefit me by any means to not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clearly we butt heads. We're not the best of friends. We're never going to be. We're in a better place now that I don't work at Sir, for sure. And she obviously does really like James, and James works for them a lot more than he's on a closer level DJing for them. But it just, it doesn't benefit anyone to fight with her. Like, you're never going to win, so why?
Yeah.
You know?
I kind of felt like a lot of the Stassi-Lisa drama was bullshit, to be honest with you. Like, I feel like there's been so many scenes where we're like, that was scripted. Like, remember the whole, what was it, at Pump, like, the shoot that she did for Lisa? I don't know, I just felt like a lot of it was, like, trying to get Stassi involved.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole season.
Maybe that stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Just as far as their, like, demeanor toward each other, I don't think that's scripted at all. I think that's, like, I think because the way I look at it, and this is, again, sort of as a viewer, but, like, Stassi was always Lisa's favorite, very publicly.
Which Lisa said that.
Lisa has gone on, like, E! News and, like, said, I choose Stassi over Sheena, even, which
I remember.
I thought was, like, kind of messed up, because it's like, maybe feel it but don't say it. It's kind of rude.
Right.
Like, it was rude to Sheena, and I was friends with Stassi then. But then there was this quick flip. Stassi doesn't want to do the show, now you hate her. Interesting.
And it's, I made a little note, like, with the star. I was like, it is odd that Lisa would want to put Stassi and Jax in a situation together. That to me is, like, a scripted moment,
because she doesn't care about how Stassi really feels. She knows that it'll be great for ratings.
Yeah,
regardless
of
Stassi's feelings.
For sure.
And I know for a fact that Stassi was very, very adamant on wanting nothing to do with Jax. She did not want to film with him. She didn't want to be in the same roof. And that was sort of agreed upon, as far as I know, regarding the finale party, that Stassi would come and film. Jax would show up a couple hours later. And then surprise, they tricked surprise. Her. Right. And that's why she ran.
Someone mentioned that maybe that's coming from Patrick, that he's forbidding Stassi to be in the same room as Jax.
I don't know anything about that. True? No, no, I don't.
Have you gotten to know Patrick at all?
No, I've never met him. I don't have any reason to meet him. I think that's weird.
Yeah. I mean, and Katie alleged that she's now like a kept woman. Stassi's more like a kept woman.
I mean, but
now.
Like Rachel said, like, Rachel's like, I want to be a kept woman. Like, what's wrong with that?
Men, yeah.
No, I really, honestly, I don't know a lot about Stassi and Patrick at all. I do converse with her. I don't really talk to her about him. I just know that he wants to be left off the show. And that's fair, I think. And if that's what he chooses, why is that, and that's what she chooses for her relationship, like, why is everyone so obsessed with it?
Yeah.
Like, I know Sandoval was like, well, you know, we all do it, but yeah, but we signed up for it. Mm-hmm. We agreed. We signed a contract. Even he did, regardless whether he was with me or not, James, like, Patrick chose not to do it, so why is everyone harping on it?
Mm-hmm.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know?
So I want to move on. Before we do, head on over to iTunes and give us a rating. We would like 5 stars, if you want. But if you don't like us for 5 stars, then give us a comment and tell us why not. So there it is. Toot, toot. All right.
Come on now.
Of course, the whole situation that was really funny to me, this was like the Katie motorboating a dick situation, and it was so hilarious, the Andy Cohen thing. You have to do your notes with it.
Andy was like, so... it was kind of like, let me read from here. I have it as a quote. Motorboating a dick.
Yeah.
Did that really happen? Like, it's just so hilarious how he asked. Like, he could have been, you know, humored by it, but he was like, it says here you're motorboating a dick. Did you cheat on someone? Like, what was that?
He was very like, that can be done?
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Child, you know he knows how to do that.
He knows. And he's like, and if he didn't do it before, he's done it since.
Oh, yeah. Like, let me try that. Let me try.
I think Katie cheated on Tom. I just feel like whether she meant to or not, like, whether she was conscious or not, like, blacked out or not, I feel like it happened. I don't think you're, like, that okay with your boyfriend cheating on you if you didn't do it yourself. And I think that's why Tom was, like, so okay with, like, the motorboating a dick, because he knew he was guilty as well. And right. It's fine. Like, whatever. Everyone makes mistakes. And if they're both okay with it.
Then
but,
the
like,
end of
that
argument.
Was
yeah.
so not believable. She was like, no, I didn't do it. And, like, that was it. I was like, give me, like, a little bit more drama. A little bit more heart.
But also, like, the more, if you have to defend yourself more, it makes you look even guiltier. Like, Tom. Like, I didn't do it.
But, yeah, but if you hesitate for 5 seconds and then go, no.
Yeah, that's what she did.
It looks a little suspicious.
It was
and I agree
editing,
with you. I think they're
editing.
Just all yeah. eye for an eye at this point.
Or, yeah.
A kiss for a kiss, a motorboat for a motorboat.
I mean, whatever. If you cheat on your boyfriend and he cheats on you, like, and you don't give a shit, then who cares?
Mm-hmm. It's all even.
It's all even.
Yeah.
But...
that ends the argument right there. Like, if
I don't
okay
believe
with
it didn't happen. That's odd.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of the whole thing about our season. It's like, if you're okay with it, then why should anyone else care? Yeah.
Well,
so
that's
weird.
True.
Kristen, Sheena made a big deal out of that, out of the motorboating thing, and
she
told
did
you
originally.
About it
yeah. That's why I got so irritated throughout the whole season, because she was the first person, or actually, Jax was the first person to text me about it, and then it was that Jax, Sheena, and I don't remember if it was Sandoval or someone else. Like, they were like, oh, we saw it. She definitely did. And the thing is, the guy who she supposedly had this interaction with at the time he's friends with a friend of mine who's not really on the show. And it was the very next day, said guy is texting my friend being like, hey, can I get Katie's number? Ooh. It was like, okay, wow. Do I see Katie like motorboating a D? Like, I think it's the weirdest thing ever. But do I think there was some sort of,
like flirting,
yeah, like hanging on or whatever it was. Yeah. It was just something that maybe wasn't like cheating, quote unquote. But if Schwartz would have been standing there, it wouldn't have happened,
right?
Mm-hmm. He would
have
been,
which is sort of cheating.
That everyone backed off of it at the reunion.
Of course, yeah. I mean they did that like toward the end of the season. Sheena was like, well, I mean, I didn't really say that. I'm like, yes, you did. You actually full force came to me, and it is on camera. When you say things on tape, you can't deny them later, Jax. Like,
yeah. When Rachel was here last week, she said that Sheena's kind of like the one that spills everyone's beans.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
no, I mean, I put Jax number one.
Okay.
and then there's Sheena? No one. Yeah, well, Sheena's like, because she's not a bad person, and she does care about people, and she has a heart, and she is not like a crazy sociopath like Jax. Right, I won't put her anywhere near. No one's
I'm not trying to compare them.
But Sheena loves a good gossip.
Yeah,
and she, I think, I feel like for a lot of Sheena's like 20s, she was kind of in the middle of gossip and talked about
tabloid stuff. Right. And dating
celebrities. And now that she's not, and she's like in a healthy relationship and like chill, it's like that's kind of her fun. She gets to still be involved, but it's not about her. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Sheena loves good gossip. I mean, if she denied it, like, there's no way she could.
Yeah.
And we're on a reality show, let's be real. Yeah. How do we not all, like, love a good gossip at some point or another? Mm-hmm.
They'd be liars. That's what, like, spawns a whole reality show is like, I heard this, you heard
exactly.
this.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that makes sense. But I really liked the whole thing with Lisa being like, Katie's grown up and stuff. And I appreciate that, too, because every time she came here, she seemed, like, so cool. And just, like, a normal person. Like, just, like, sometimes I'm like, why are you on this show? Because I think, I feel like she was too, like, reserved. But this, it was kind of refreshing to see her, like, go after Tom and then go after Stassi and, like, really stand up for what she believes in, so.
Yeah, but she stands up for what she believes in and then she backs down at the same time. Because in the episode before, Lisa was like, she's like, if Tom went to Miami, it would have been a one-way trip. And Lisa's like, really, would it? And then, like, she gave Tom that ultimatum and really, like, so I mean, which is a hard ultimatum.
That's
like,
true, but at least, I don't know, at least on camera, to me, she looks that way. Like, she looks like she's able to offer an opinion rather than just
more so than past seasons, 100%. Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice to see.
I think what bothered me was more about Lisa than Katie. I think because Lisa just, like, seems so contradicting, and I don't know. She really does pick favorites. It's just ridiculous.
Of course
she
does.
How can you be someone's boss?
I know.
She definitely picks favorites.
Yeah.
It's tough. And I want to move on
to
this.
She's gonna hate me.
It's only a bad thing if you're not if you're not her favorite. It sucks. If you're one of her favorites,
it's amazing.
It's great.
James, you're a favorite.
I mean, you know, I've been DJing a lot more. You know, I'm resident DJ now at Pumpin' Stir.
Congratulations!
That's awesome.
Yeah, no more bussing.
No more bussing tables, and you know, I'm doing a pretty good job at it. And you know, we're building a friendship with Lisa.
Does she ever ask you about Kristen?
Yeah, all the time. You know, Kristen's always coming through the pump as well. And, you know, I sit down with Lisa 5-10 minutes. We chat a little bit, you know.
Lisa's like, give me the gossip.
Yeah, not so much. No, not even that. I mean, I've got my own, like, plans with Lisa. So we're not even really gossiping about that. Sure, she likes to ask what's going on here and there. But it's more so just like, you know, what's happening with me, really.
Mm-hmm. That's
good friends with Max, her son, is that right?
Yeah, I'm good friends with Max, too.
And you have an accent, so she automatically thinks you're more of a
She's like, oh, you're part of the
Brits got to stick together, yeah.
James, I have a funny story about, we were all at the, well, not all of us. I'm not sure who was, were you there at the AfterBuzz holiday party?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Who was I with? Oh, okay. So I was with Fern and Grant, and we were, Beverly Hills Housewives had just started or was about to start, and we were like, let's go to Pump, because they let all the public in to this party we had all been at all night. And we were like, let's blow this joint, so many people here, let's go to Pump. And I walked in, and we took the little cute sober trolley over, because we were already had been drinking. And we walk in, and I see James, I go, James! As if I know him. Like, because I'm like, oh, I totally know James in my head. And I'm like, I turn to them, and I'm like, oh, shit, I just yelled his name. Like, I don't know him. And I'm like, can we take a picture together? And you were like, absolutely. And we just, like, took a quick Instagram pic. And I was like, oh, my God, you guys, I'm so embarrassed. I was just like, oh, hey, but I don't really know him.
That stuff probably happens to you all the time now, right?
Yeah, it's good times, you know. I like to, like, play along with people at Pump. I just like to have fun when I go there, you know. It's so much better than bussing tables. Like, you know, I go in, I play whatever music I like, I set a mood, and, you know, I have fun with everyone, you know.
Do people ever approach you and say rude things to you about Kristen or about your relationship?
I think it really depends on, like, what body language you give towards people. Because if you give them such a positive, like, hello, what's going on, guys? You want a drink?
Like, oh, he's really cool. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's going to be it's a little different. They don't want to be, you know, like, bitches to me.
Yeah.
You know?
They do sometimes, though.
Yeah, they do, you know, a little bit sometimes, especially if
she's... Not when I'm there.
Yeah, if she's there, it's not going to happen. But if she's not there, you know, is it like... I gotta say, you gotta dump her. You know what I mean? And it's just like little snarks like that, which I don't really pay like attention. Most of the time, I just act like I didn't even hear what they said. You know?
I mean,
and that kind of trips them out because it's like I'm like, oh yeah, check this. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, did he catch that?
Is it mostly women saying that or men?
Mostly women.
Women are such bitches to each other. Like, I feel like that's what Stassi used to say about Jax too. Like, people would come in, or Tom about you. Like, you gotta dump Kristen. You gotta. Gosh, women just gotta stick together.
That's
so much better.
And I really want to talk about the whole cheating thing. We can move into that, all the rumors and like you wanting to ruin Tom's life and all that stuff. It was because of Kristen that I actually like saw the side, Christina, about you, the side about you, that, I don't know, it became more apparent to me. It was like, why is Kristen getting all the blame for all of this stuff when all these other people have been doing that? And I will say Christina is the one that kind of brought that to my attention. That, that's not the way I thought about it. I really didn't. I was, you know, kind of against you in a way.
Yeah. Because I just like seeing like, let it go.
Yeah. And it was just, it was thanks to her that I saw this. And it's like, this episode really proves it because all these people are just like changing their story and it just looks crazy. Like, it looks crazy. It's like, why is all this stuff being made up in the first place and being perpetuated?
That was one thing that really bothered me at the reunion is that, I don't remember if it was Tom or Ariana, but they were like, well, the only person whose story has never changed. And I'm like, whoa. Like, I was tweeting from Hollywood Life last night. Like, I got their Twitter for like an hour. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, actually, the only person whose story has never changed was mine. Whether it was like, you what Miami that, girl told me or whatever. But from day one, my story has not changed even like, this much. Like, never. I mean, who knows? Maybe she made some stuff up, or maybe Jax made some stuff. Who knows? But this is what I was told. I mean, 100% there are certain things that that girl told me, and it wasn't about his man situation and all of that BS. Like, there were just things that were just too on point. I think I've told you guys before. She knew things about our contracts. Oh, what? She just pulled that out of her ass? Really? Come on. So at the very least, you guys definitely hung out for a prolonged period of time for you to feed her that information.
I mean, I just think it's interesting, the whole situation with her anyway, because obviously Tom and them probably knew that she was coming because she has to be mic'd up. She has to be around, like, the situation. Like, you have to pass her.
Yeah, and I don't know. The moment she walked in, it was kind of weird because it was, like, Tom behind the bar, Rachel and I sitting over here.
It's just
and
real
cameras
convenient.
Are pointing at the door. I don't know if he knew she was walking in, but he knew something was about to go down. Because it's like, camera, like up, camera. Yeah. And it's like, who's walking in? I don't know if they knew, though. I don't know.
James, you've said several times, especially throughout the reunion, that like there's no doubt in your mind that Tom cheated on Ariana. Like, why?
Because it's just like,
where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, it just looks so obvious, and I can see it written on Jax's face. You know, the conversations they've had as guys together about it, let alone what I've heard from Kristen and Anne-Marie and all these fucking people. It's like, you know, sorry, am I allowed to swear?
No, you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's the internet.
It's the
You know, it's just like, how can I not expect, you know, when you're drinking, you get sentimental, you start talking about things that get deep like that. How can you not be having sex? Like, what the fuck are you doing then? You know, it's just such bollocks to me.
What happened in Miami when you guys all were out to dinner for Shay's dinner together?
And
you
were started off really
texting
nice.
Kristen.
It started off good. You know, they all left me and then I just made my way to the thing. And then sat down and everything was nice and chill until, you know, Jax obviously brought up Tom's whole situation. And, you know, Tom kind of fired back at Jax regarding his whole situation, and then Schwartz is just like in the sandwich, all feeling all bashful and embarrassed and doesn't know what to do, and then I'm just sitting there laughing like, you guys are all fucking idiots right now. Like, either cover for each other or the castle's gonna fall, you know, and that's just what, you know, ends up happening. And then, you know, at the reunion, Jax is saying, you know, oh, I was getting beers. I was at CVS. It's like, okay, mate, you were at CVS all night? Like,
or you were at the beach.
Or you were at the beach.
Yeah. He's at the beach. Story.
You walked to CVS, got beers, and went to the beach and drank them on your own all night. Like, you know, it's just such... And I've been like, you know, me and Jax have like come home, you know, from a drunken night where it's just been me and him back at my place. And like, we've been chatting till
hours.
6 in the morning, and he's telling me all this fucking crazy shit about the truth. And James, I guarantee, man, but I guarantee you, bro. Like, you know? And then the next morning, it's like sober, and it's like, oh, forgot that whole conversation, you know?
Do you think that Ariana believes Tom, or do you think that Ariana knows?
Honestly feel like I will say that, like, just talking about it is so, like, just old school news for me, especially, and I couldn't imagine for them. Whether or not Ariana knows or not, they're past it, you know? Mm-hmm. And Ariana could really give a shit whether Tom fucked her or didn't. I believe, you know?
Well, good for her.
Like, yeah. You know, if Tom did tell her the truth and say, yo, listen, babe, keep it under wraps for this, you know, we'll stick through it, then, you know, good on them for fucking doing it.
Or she just believes that it didn't. Yeah, but I think that was kind of the bottom line that Sheena made that point to me.
Exactly.
Especially, it was like, well, they don't care. Let
it right. go. And if Tom said sorry to her, like off camera, I won't do it again, babe. You know what? Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I told them when they were here on the show afterward. I was like, the whole argument is over if you say even. I was like, even if he did cheat on you and you're cool with it. That's right. The argument. Because right. no one else can
and
that.
Given that, like, I will say
right. It's not my business if she doesn't care. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it was fresh for Tom, too. You know, 6 years relationship. You know, even if Ariana is the love of your life, that was still fresh in the moment for them. So, you know, now speaking, I do believe that Tom is, like, you know, really in love with Ariana yeah. and staying with her. And, you know, I do believe that they're really happy now.
You guys don't think they're just sticking it out because they've made this big thing and they have to stick together now?
I don't think so. Still being together. I believe they really love each other, yeah.
I mean, we haven't been filming for how long?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't imagine living a life like that, staying together for a fourth season, possibly. Like, no, I think...
It's legit?
I mean, I don't know them at all. I have not spoken to either of them. Yeah. I haven't seen either of them.
It's a lot easier said that than done, too. You know, people have said that about us.
They have to...
Mentally, you can't put yourself through that.
They live together. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean...
And we have them here, and they are really cute together, and they seem to work well.
I mean, I think their cuteness is a little bit of a front. I think it's a little over... I mean...
too cuddly. Sorry.
Well, I was just about to say that. We've even said on this
but
show...
But I do think that they're like...
I think they kiss all the time?
That's crazy, because we don't stop making out. I actually got threatened my job at Sir because we couldn't keep our hands off each other, and like, even out of work...
We were taken off the schedule together, and then if we tried to switch schedules... The same day, one of us would get sent home.
I had friends that were like, guys, you got to start making out, otherwise I'm just going to go home. Like, you know, so it was funny how the, you know, cameras, producers, whatever you want to call it, made us seem so, like, kind of not
kissy.
Yeah. Like, and it was funny because I thought of Ariana and Tom very, like, oh, they're kept back. They must, like, you know, jump on each other when doors are closed because I never see them kiss. And it's like, you know, they just did it in front of us, I guess. And it was crazy on the show. It predicted that they can't keep their hands off each other.
Yeah, very I think strange. That stuff was fake, but I do think that they're, like, tight. Like, I think they're good together or in love or whatever. I mean, they're solid. There's no way they're faking it. Yeah.
How long have you guys been together now?
A little over a year.
Oh, wow. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Are you two living together?
No.
No. I've got my own spot. But basically,
all the time, yeah.
Because you can't film in your apartment, right, Kristen? They won't allow you to film
at
your apartment?
No, my new place I can. Okay. I moved into a new place in September. Yeah, September.
Yeah.
Where I lived over the summer, no, the landlord would not allow filming.
I wish they did that because it was sick.
It was sick.
Wait, really?
It was next to Yamashiro.
Oh.
Like above Yamashiro.
In the hills?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes. And they wouldn't allow that. Yes.
I know. It was a major bummer.
Me too. Mm.
But my new place, they will.
So. Well, to take a hard turn here, just real quick with James, I just wanted to say my whole favorite moment of the season when you were like, Kristen, you're unmanageable. But in your definition, like, I just wanted to know, like, your definition of the word was at the time.
You
it
know,
was a really
just,
cute moment, by the way. It was cute.
No, we
not
love
cute.
The definition would be something you're unable to work with at the specific moment.
That was really cute.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, your wordplay. The situation, not so cute. Yeah. And I actually want to get into that. How did the two of you get past or, like, come back from that? Because the resolve to me seemed... I mean, of course, it's only, like... What? Like
right, they don't really
30
show.
Seconds of, like, a conversation on camera. It just seemed like so, like, I'm sorry. No, it was my fault. No, it was my fault. I'm sorry. And I was
it was like a...
You hit him.
It was over a week. It was well over a week that we didn't talk. Or, I mean, we sort of talked, but not really. Like, we didn't...
Oh, wow.
I mean, we basically broke up. Like, that lunch, we were broken up. It was just... I don't know. It was hard.
We thought that was like a really raw, real scene that we all really enjoyed.
Yeah, and did that come up because of scheduling for the show? Like, they wanted you to get together and talk? Or did you guys say, did one of you say, hey, it's time, let's get together and have a chat?
No, because we hadn't filmed anything together for like a week plus. And they were like, well, what's going on with you guys? And I'm like, I don't really know. It's like, I don't really want to not be with him, but this isn't okay and it can't just be okay. And so they're like, okay, well.
That was such a stressful time now that I think about that. Mm-hmm. Like, ugh.
Oh, do you not want to relive it right now?
It's so funny to see that because I was at the wedding and like y'all are dancing like having such a good time and then all of a sudden I see that. I had no idea any of that happened. Was that later in the night? Like much later?
Because not really. It was happening in the midst of everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I left before a lot of the fun things happened.
What?
Carmen came and picked me up and took me.
I was unaware anything fun was happening. I was so just gone out of my mind.
Really?
Like, I was stumbling around like a homeless drunk person in a bow tie. Like,
what
I
were you so
ridiculous.
Mad about? What were you so mad about?
I was just, you know, when I drink, I got a little insecure about the whole situation with her. And, you know, it was just annoying. It was just fucking annoying. You know, and it's just like, you know, when you see love is in the air at the wedding and stuff, I got free champagne, I'm taking two rather than two. You know, I must have had like 10 glasses before dinner, you know, like it was not good. So I just like, yeah, I just lost it, I guess.
Yeah.
Lost my cool.
I just couldn't believe that actually happened because, I mean, the two of you didn't appear, like, to me, seeing you, I was like, that was so shocking to see because I did not expect that to happen at all.
Yeah, it did go from zero to 100 real quick.
Real.
Yeah, he got drunk early and I wasn't, and then because he was, I made sure that I didn't get there at all to kind of protect that. And also, being that we were filming the show and then we had a Bravo photographer there that was started kind of following us around, and he was being a little not normal James, and I was just like, oh, you're gonna hate this tomorrow, like, just try to relax, kind of a thing. And then it just got to a point where I was trying to ditch, and like, in hindsight, I'm like, maybe I should have just like grabbed him and like been very, very loving, and maybe that would have fixed it. Like, I don't know. I was just trying to. Who knows?
Yeah,
we've all been there.
It's just a bad situation, you know. Yeah. Like, just in general, but like,
yeah.
For me, I was just like, how does that? How do you come back from that? Because I, like, the second that someone like would hit me, I'd be like, "Aunt, we're done."
Yeah, like, bye,
like,
bitch.
Just to be honest.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, yeah. I feel like everyone, our viewers, think I like support hitting, which I don't.
No,
but like, I think that you said some really fucked up shit, and I can't believe I just cursed like that. Yeah. But like, not that it's okay that you hit him, because it's not. Mm-mm. But like, that was really hurtful.
Yeah,
like
it was.
To watch and hear that too.
It's never okay.
Yeah.
I want to make that very clear.
Guys,
like, it is never okay. Like,
no, it's not
at all.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. It was just volatile and shitty.
It's just like,
and that's why we didn't like jump in bed
of what it could
the next morning
gone
together.
To.
Yeah. You can't.
You know, it's just unfortunate that cameras were around and something of a relationship as intense as this one. You know, with everything that
and cameras
you know,
heighten everything too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
And I don't think that the two of you are violent people. Like,
no, to
I
be honest,
don't.
I don't even remember, like, as you said, like, how could you just, like, keep going after that and stuff like that. You know, I don't remember physically getting hit that night. So when I woke up the next morning, I was like, what happened? I got hit. Like, I know I was talking about it after, but, dude, I woke up
anything.
And I was gone. I was like, Kristen hit me? Like, what is going on? Cameras were there? What the fuck? You know?
Yeah.
So it was very, like, just weird for me to hear that back. So I just felt apologetic because I knew, like, I didn't remember what I said, but I remember, like, dirt was coming out of my mouth. So I just wanted to apologize. I felt like shit and, you know, just learn from my mistakes, really.
Do you guys think your relationship would be different if you didn't have to sit and rehash this stuff all the time? Like, does that offer any
problem? I mean, rehash things?
Or? Talking, no. Watching is hard.
Oh.
Yeah, watching back was a little...
Yeah,
well, I mean, it's the way it's edited, too.
A little
too.
Fucked up. Yeah, I know. You know.
Was there anything about the editing?
You guys are watching the same thing I am, right?
Yeah.
So.
Was it misrepresented in any way with the editing?
I want to say yeah. You know, Kristen, the whole thing was, you know, when we'd be at lunch and she's talking about Tom and Ariana and stuff like that, it wasn't like I'm out to lunch with my girlfriend and she's like, oh, you do know if, like, Ariana left Tom tomorrow, I would leave you for Tom because we were together for so long. It wasn't that at all. It was... Kristen always telling me, I don't want to be looked as a liar. I'm sick of being called a liar because everyone thinks I'm the fucking crazy person and Tom's such a fucking perfect guy in a perfect relationship now. And it's not. So she wanted to prove herself. And, you know, I was respecting my girlfriend and backing her up because, you know, she's my girlfriend. So that's what you do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it was. But then, you know, obviously when I watched it back, it was so like... oh, I gotta get Tom and Ariana together. And when she did that, even that wasn't even talking about that. You know, it's just I can't even go into detail about it because it's so crazy. But no, it wasn't that.
And are you guys cool with Trevor now?
No, he's got a stupid beard.
Not.
He's so dumb. Oh, Trevor's just disrespectful, and I just don't like him. And especially like you know that just revolves around other shit too. You know. She
he's
gets all butthurt about it. Whatever, I don't
he's
care.
He's not a fan.
But
I don't train with him anymore.
He's not a fan.
No, I said you're not a fan of him.
He's not a fan. And neither is Sheena anymore. Like, you know, considering what Sheena had to say about him last time I spoke to her, you know?
Well.
Anyway.
Sorry, Trevor.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, he won't be on next season, I don't think. And is there any gossip, like, you can tell us about... Is there a next season? Like, what's happening? Is there anything that you can tell us?
I assume so. I have heard through the grapevine that potential secondary cast members have been speaking to people, but I personally have not been given like an option letter or like a green light at all.
Will we see some new faces?
I mean, I feel like every season you need to see new faces. Mm-hmm. It would be. Could you imagine not seeing?
That's
new faces?
What I told you so that whenever I ran into you on the street on Robertson. Like I was like, I was really happy that you were on the show because it's a new. Yeah. Face bringing like whether you like what you're saying or not, like right. It's a new something
yeah,
like coming
needs
about
to be,
yes. Mm-hmm. And it really is like what you make of it too, you know. They can hire anyone to be on next season as a secondary cast, but you know, it's what you do, it's what you talk about, it's life, you know. And if it revolves around these people for real, then you can expect some drama, and if it doesn't, then you know it doesn't, because that's what I feel like. The bigger the show gets, the more, like, you know, Lisa's applications are tripling by the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Lisa's in a position now where it's like, who's the best looking out of these? Who's the best actor out of these? Like, what can I do? Exactly.
Yeah, so, because people are obviously going to want to just be on, so they'll do anything too.
It's very unpredictable.
But that doesn't work in our group. At the same time,
well,
it
like
doesn't work in our
group. Your relationships are so deep-rooted.
Yeah.
You have so many, like, varied and crazy situations.
Right.
It's like,
right. Over so many years,
but
way
how long
before
can you
the show
talk about those? You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Well, yeah. Right. Do you think any of those true. Main cast members will be cut for next season?
I mean, I don't know if Stassi will come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not saying she'll be cut by any means. I just don't think that she'll want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for her. I mean, I know that
really
she's expressed that she
point.
Doesn't want to, whether or not she actually will or will not. Mm-hmm. I think that she's over it.
But do you think some of the other people are getting a little boring? Like, would you like to
I mean,
see
I think that they're a
little
boring.
Bit?
Yeah, I definitely do. But I don't think that they'll be cut by any means. No. Yeah.
That's like such a question for the public, you know?
I know. I mean,
for one of us to say
yeah,
that, it's like,
come on.
Well, I
so
mean,
who
I don't
would
care.
You guys replace?
No, I mean, yeah. I don't think any primary cast member should be cut, but I do think Tom and Ariana's storyline is boring. I think that Ariana's boring. I think she's too afraid, or maybe not. Maybe that actually is the way that she is. Maybe she's that reserved because I don't know her very well, but she is just very, like, it's like I'm watching paint dry. Like, is she too afraid that she's going to look bad? Well, guess what? You sign on a effing reality show. Mm-hmm. We all fucking look bad sometimes. Like,
yeah.
And I've talked to Sheena about this in the past, too, and I know Sheena's kind of told her, like, you got to bring it a little bit. Like, in Miami, Sheena and I had a conversation about when I was kind of giving those, like, tasteless little digs about, like, the cucumber and the knife and the champagne. Like, I was just being facetious. I was buzzed. Like, yeah. I wasn't trying to hurt anyone. Give me a break. But Sheena had, I guess, said to Ariana, which she told me later, like, give it back to her a little bit. Like, if you hear that, give it back to her. And she refuses. So yeah. I'm not saying we should have gotten into some, like, screaming match, because that would have been lame, too. Mm-hmm. But if you're always just going to sit in the corner like a little mouse, like, move on. Like, I don't even want to watch that.
Agreed.
As a viewer. So, mm-hmm. And then it's not a dig. Straight, I swear on my life, you guys. It's not
no,
a dig
I mean,
on their relationship. If it's kind of the same way I feel about Christina Kelly. It's she's just like this pointless, like, little bird that just chirps in. She's a good-looking girl. She really is.
That's how we've been describing her all season.
But it's just like, her life's not involved. You don't know where she lives. You don't know about her family or her boyfriend or anything like that. And I know that her boyfriend doesn't want to be a part of it, and I get that too, but she's just there, like, giving her two cents. And mm-hmm. It's like, well, you don't get to do that.
Well, I feel like she's there for Stassi to have scenes
right.
with.
Mm-hmm.
What about Vale? Because I still don't understand the point of Vale. And, like, I'm sure she's
yeah.
a great girl, but I feel like
yeah,
that went
is.
Wrong.
Yeah, yes. I don't get it. I mean, I love Vale to
yeah,
death. I really do.
Cool.
And Vale is probably the one person I hung out with Miami the most.
Yeah.
But
they're just like, I feel like yeah. they were trying to push her to have, like, more of a storyline, like, either with Jax or with Peter. And it
yeah.
was like,
it did feel that way
like,
watching
I don't want
it.
To hook up with either of them. Leave me alone.
Yeah, it felt that way watching
yeah.
it. And because I know the people, like Danny, who she was, like, really best friends with.
Yeah.
And then it was like Danny was never included. So it was always just kind of like Vale and, like, Stassi and Christina, or Vale and Katie. Or it was just weird the way that it came off on camera. And I really, really like Vale.
Yeah.
But it just didn't.
It
make
seemed like
sense.
The producers were like, you have to be here at this time, be with these people, and, like, boom, that's it. Yeah. Like, it just seemed like not a natural situation.
Wait, you guys, we need to talk about, like, the big bomb of the night, because I'm
okay.
dying. Because last week, you weren't here, unfortunately, but last week, we kind of, like, had a teaser that you told us and that Rachel told us that, like, what the real issue between Stassi and Sheena was. And they revealed it last night. And
I'm shocked that actually
I told you
camera.
So, girl.
I told you so.
I know, but I couldn't believe it.
I didn't know if that was actually going to air. Even when we talked about it at the reunion, I'm like, I don't think.
Well, you could tell Stassi was like, Stassi shut
was
that
like,
down.
I didn't want anyone to know.
Well, Stassi, so, like, why would she say and it? Said to the producers, "I'll talk about this if you don't agree to air it," right? And they were like, "No agreement." Is that what happened?
No. If you don't agree to air it, I
like
mean,
like that, she kind of stopped the cameras and was like, "All right, I'll talk about it."
I mean,
it.
There's no stopping of any cameras.
Can't do anything.
Yeah,
oh. You can't stop cameras.
Like. Yeah. Why? What do you think was her motivation in revealing it? It's been kept quiet for so long.
I don't know why she really decided to. I mean, I don't know. I guess if someone else is going to bring it up, what is she going to do? Clam up? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was interesting to
me.
That's
my guess.
She wouldn't do any scenes with Jax and, like,
right.
Who knows what's going on with them, but it's.
She would do scenes with Sheena, though. Yeah, and but like, Jax is, like, I mean, he's, like, basically ruined her life. Like, it's, like, emotional distress for, like, the rest of her life. Like, and
their relationship is played out on camera.
Well, and she made the point very clearly, and I feel like maybe people didn't grasp this enough, that she was like, I am in a relationship now, and. Number one, my boyfriend, whether it's not up to Patrick, but it's, she's like, I respect that. But also, they have one, let's say they film one little lunch. What is Jax going to turn that into? Oh, we actually filmed for 3 hours, and what we actually did was this, and then she kissed me, or she whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, Jax
who
crazy.
Knows what he's going to say? And she just doesn't want to be a part of his manipulation anymore. And I firmly believe that, because I even said it, it was super brief at the reunion on camera. He told Carmen that he had a lunch with Stassi. And when I called him out on it, straight to his face, he's like, no, he didn't. Yeah. No, he didn't. Actually, he said, I didn't have lunch with Carmen. And then he was like, Stassi, it's like, dude, you just make up lies.
Well, lucky for you, no one believes him, so it doesn't matter.
No, of course not. But I get why she refused to even film with him, because one tiny filming session that was maybe you're at lunch for 2 hours and it airs 5 minutes of it, he could have made up anything.
But then why would she film with Sheena if, like, Sheena hurt her so much?
It's still not Jax. Sheena's nothing like Jax.
I'm not Sheena's trying to compare them again.
No, but that's why, though. But Sheena's not a crazy sociopath who's going to make things up maliciously to hurt her because she wants attention. Like, Sheena wouldn't do that. Even as mad as Sheena might be at Stassi, or as much shit as she might talk about her, or vice versa,
like she wouldn't.
No
try
one
to
is
hurt
Jax.
Her. Yeah, yeah.
Are
yeah.
you surprised that Jax or no one else outed this tape thing? Because you guys all knew about it for quite a while, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would never talk about it on camera, ever. I don't know about the rest of them, though. I'm not friends with them, so I don't, maybe they have, maybe not. I'm not really sure.
It's surprising that Jax wouldn't, isn't it?
I mean, but maybe he did, and they had some sort of agreement that it wouldn't be. Like, I don't know, as far as, like, their team, why does my ring keep pulling up? as far as their teams are concerned, you know, I don't know. It's just not something that I would have ever done without Stassi's consent. Mm-hmm. And I heard about it when we were, like, mortal enemies.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I know is that I hope the person who has this video doesn't, like, kind of feel, like, fire to release it now.
But that's why we have the new law. Was it SB-255? Revenge porn, cyber, completely illegal. So if this said person or any cast member, really, at this point, or anyone... within, not that I think the network or production would, but it's like anyone even related to that knows about this tries to screw her like that, jail time.
Well,
the first guy got 8 months.
I know you can't say a ton, but there have been reports that Lisa paid a large sum of money to this guy to not talk about it and to not sell it. Do you think
that
that's
that.
BS?
No, I think it's total bullshit. I don't think Lisa, I would really hope that she would have no hand in it either way. I know she's been aware of it for a long time. It's been about a year that I've known about it.
Wow.
But, no.
Well, it's nice if Lisa put a stop to it, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think she put a stop to it. I don't think she fueled it by any means, definitely not, but she was the one to put a stop to it. Yeah, right. No way. I mean, Stassi has a PR team, and we have managers, we have a lawyer, like... Lisa, but no, I don't think so.
I just can't believe it didn't come out sooner.
I know. Yeah, for sure.
With all the stuff that happened.
I mean, when I first heard about it, like I said, it was about a year ago. I actually didn't, the first time I ever heard about it, I got a text from someone from TMZ. And my first thing was like, how do you even have my phone number? It was weird. And I contacted someone in PR at the network and just said, forwarded them
happening.
A screenshot, and they said, just don't respond. And I was like, well, I wasn't planning on it. And it wasn't saying anything. It just said, can we talk to you? Something regarding Stassi. And can we have her number? And I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just send you her contact
TMZ.
Info. Like, No, but they said, this is so-and-so from TMZ, blah, blah, blah. Wow. And I'm like, how do you have my number? Blah, blah, blah. And then at that time, I had tried contacting Stassi, but clearly she wasn't speaking to me because this was just months after the summer had ended. And I just kind of texted her and let her know what was coming to me. I contacted the network. They said, don't respond. I said, I won't. I went into work that exact day. Actually, I was sitting in the store parking lot when this happened. And then I walked in and Sheena told me, I was like, Sheena, oh my God, like, why is TMZ contacting me? This is so weird. And she told me what it was about. So. And then it just kind of went on and on.
And she was laughing and making jokes at this time with you about it?
Yes.
Mm. Well, I'm interested to see if this will... I mean, if Stassi comes out next season, at least she has, like, a storyline.
Right. It's never going to come out. I mean, it can at this point. California state law.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. No one deserves that. I tweeted that last night. It was like, I don't care how much she hates Jax or Sheena hates Stassi or Katie and Stassi hate each other or whatever. It's like everyone pumped the brakes for 5 minutes and remember a few years ago we all like seriously loved each other and we were really, really tight.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've all cared about each other and no one deserves this. Not even, I don't want to say not even Jax. Maybe Jax deserves this. if for him, maybe I would say
he
deserves it.
He probably would release a sex tape himself.
You're right. But like Stassi does not deserve this no matter how mean everyone thinks she is. It's like,
I mean, that's it's like just this show like eventually will be over one day, and like you don't want your legacy to be like about a sex tape. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless that's what you want it to be about.
It works really well for Kim Kardashian.
But I mean,
but
true.
If you want the Paris Kim
Kardashian, and if that's Wilkinson. What you want,
yeah. I mean, but obviously, if history is right.
Yeah, then release that girl. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
but I think we need to wrap it up here. But I'm so thankful for the two of you for coming because we've been very tough on you this season, and I'm so thankful that you came on. You can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at @JakeDupree, and also you can check me out on PopSugarFitness.com.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @MissZS and check out my fashion blog, MissZS.com.
Guys, it's Megan Stucker for the last time this season. So awesome. Keep tweeting me, and I'm on Instagram at Megan Stecker.
Oh, I know. This is so sad. But now you all know I have the dish, so sometimes I can't say it on air, but I'll tweet you. So everybody tweet me at Christy Reports, and please check out my YouTube channel. It's also at Christy Reports.
And where can we find the two of you social media?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's James Kennedy. And you can also listen to my music on SoundCloud.com/JamesKennedyMusic.
Get the song.
And when can we see you at Pump?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, wow. And I turn it up for Sunday brunch too.
All right,
you guys gotta come get pictures.
Turn up on
the turn up.
And I'll be at Sir every Wednesday night.
Too. Okay, nice. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And if I'm not, then I'm DJing somewhere else.
And then I'll be there like in tow. And Twitter and Instagram, Kristen Doty, Dout.
Thank you so much,
thank
guys.
You.
See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.